Fedhead, Cigar Surgeon here with another Cigar Federation video review. Today we're reviewing the La Gloria Serie R Esteli, but a twist on the Serie R Esteli. It's the Maduro version of the Esteli. So I was a big fan of the Esteli, big fan of the black, and this is basically the Esteli, but with Connecticut Broadleaf wrapper on it. Today I'm going to be smoking the 6x60. Now, I'm not normally a big fan of larger ring gauges, especially when you get over 54, tends not to be in my wheelhouse, so this might be a bit of a challenge for me today. At 6x60, I'm kind of expecting about a 2.5 to 2 hour, 45 minute smoking time, so long smoking time. My previous experience with large ring gauge cigars is they tend to draw quite open, so we'll see if that's the case here. I'm going to use a V-cut like I normally do. The only thing we're going to do different today is we're going to use a triple torch as opposed to a single torch. On 60 ring gauge, single torch would take a long time to light. I'm just going to opt for the triple torch and call it a day. So we'll get right into the nosing here. Lots of spicy cedar. Quite subdued for a Connecticut broadleaf, actually. That's about it. Really just spicy cedar. On the foot, it's just sweet tobacco. It's quite subdued. Like I said, I was a big fan of Serie R Esteli. We did a pairing show exclusively for the La Gloria. And a quick shout out to all the La Gloria Society members out there. I'm also a proud member. So let's get cracking here. All right, good and lit. And the draw is definitely towards the open end of the spectrum. Not super open, but definitely towards the open spectrum. Quite light and subdued to start. Getting a little bit of spices and some sweetness, but it's very much in the, I wouldn't even call it a medium minus, it's very light plus. Retrohale is kind of creamy, a little bit of earthiness. So we'll check back in as the cigar progresses here. A lot of smoking time, lots to check up on. So it's obviously been quite a while since I've smoked the Serie R Esteli. I've actually got half a box of the Serie R Black still in my cabinet. You would think looking at this cigar that it would present as a very, very strong, very overpowering cigar, but it's very light and very balanced to start. I think if I remember right, it picks up quite a bit of body as the cigar goes on, but right now it's just a very light creaminess. On the retrohale, I'm getting a little bit of cedar. The spice on it is not even light plus, it's light. Like I said, very balanced to start out with and a lot of cigar to go. Hitting the 15-minute mark here and getting a lot of that broadleaf sweetness. I'm actually surprised it's as sweet as it is. There's a little bit of trailing leather in the post-draw. Not much else to report on here. I'm actually smoking quite fast. It's very enjoyable. So I'm about an inch in. At this rate, I'm going to be through the first third in the next 20 minutes. Coming up on the 30-minute mark, and the first third's kind of winding down. On the retrohale, I'm getting some sweet cedar. On the regular draw, I'm getting a bit of creamy spice. The intensity of the flavor is starting to pick up a little bit. At the start and really the middle of the first third, they're all sitting around a light plus. Now I would describe them as about a medium minus. So we'll see what transitions occur as it goes into the middle third here. Passing the 35-minute mark, and there's a sharp transition as it goes from the first third to the middle third. I'm getting the sweetness has really evolved and rapidly to what I could really only describe as like a cake-like sweetness, like the kind of rich sweetness and sort of dough sweetness you'd get off like a cinnamon bun without the cinnamon, without the spices, that kind of buttery sweetness. It's remarkable, actually, and it was just very sharply as I got into the middle third here. So I'll keep monitoring the middle third for flavor changes as we progress. Hitting the 45-minute mark on this Serie R Esteli Maduro, the cedar that's on there kind of becoming a bit of a drying cedar, and it's picking up in intensity. You get it about halfway through the draw. It finishes the draw, and then it's carrying into the post-draw with a little bit of bitterness in the post-draw. Creaminess is still there. I still got a little bit of spiciness. We'll see how the middle third progresses here. Hitting the 55-minute mark and almost at the halfway point of the La Gloria Serie R Maduro. There's some nice chocolate notes that are coming through now, kind of balancing out that cedar. And the bitterness in the cedar really subsided quite soon after it had started. The middle third's kind of setting in to a nice creamy cedar, a little bit of chocolate, and all at about a medium minus strength level or body level, I should say. Hour and 10-minute mark, and that bitterness in the cedar and the post-draw has kind of come back. It's not very strong, it's just kind of there. It's got a bit of sharpness as it enters into the post-draw. Nothing really else to report on here. The rest of the flavors have kind of stayed very consistent throughout the middle third. So if there are any other changes before the last third here, I'll certainly remark on them. Passing the hour and 20-minute mark, and once again that bitter cedar has kind of fallen off. Settle back into the creamy, a little bit of spice, a little bit of leather, very balanced. Probably have another 10 or 15 minutes here before you get to the last third. Coming up on the hour 40-minute mark, and the spicy cedar is kind of taking over the profile here, kind of pushing the creaminess aside. We'll see where this progresses in the last third. coming up on the hour and 45 minute mark here. There's a little bit of floral note coming through. I would say light plus, just below medium minus, if that's even a thing. Really at a light plus, mixing with the rest of the flavors here. There's a bit of an earthiness coming through in the post-draw, kind of all mixing together here. Wrapping up the review of the La Gloria Serie R Maduro. Enjoyable cigar, certainly not going to break any records for complexity. I think it really comes across as an everyman cigar. Great choice, I think, if you're going golfing. Be an excellent cigar to enjoy while golfing. Just kind of, like I said, it's more of an everyman cigar. I think this is going to probably rank in the 5-pack for me. If you enjoyed the review, make sure to check out the written review at CigarFederation.com. Give us an upvote, up thumbs, up arrow, and toss us a comment. You can always email me, surgeon@CigarFederation.com. We'll be back next week with another Cigar Federation video review.